Welcome back to the Business of Government Hour. I'm your host, Albert Morales, and this morning's conversation is with Susan Grant, Chief Financial Officer of the Department of Energy. Also joining us in our conversation is Angela Carrington. Susan, let's begin by learning about DOE's four strategic goals. Can you give us a brief overview of these goals?
Yes, I'd be delighted to. First, our defense goal. Our defense goal is centered around protecting our national security by applying advanced science and nuclear technology to the nation's defense. We're responsible for the national nuclear stockpile stewardship. That's valued, if you look at our balance sheet, being the CFO, I like to look at numbers. It's valued at somewhere around $22 billion worth of nuclear assets. One of the key things on Department of Energy is that we have all the nuclear weapons on our books. They're not on Defense Department books. They're on DOE books. I like to say that the Defense Department are taxi drivers for our nuclear weapons. That's a different thing. So that first one's our defense goal. Secondly, our energy goal, promoting diverse supply and delivery of a reliable and affordable environmentally sound energy program. The U.S. consumes 20 million barrels of oil a day, and we're working hard to reduce our dependence on foreign oil sources. Further, this was interesting to me when I came to DOE, 53% of our electricity still comes from coal. I sort of thought that coal was an old, antiquated source of electricity, but we still have 53% of our electricity coming from coal. So we're working hard, and we need to make coal usage safer and more environmentally friendly. So that's our energy goal. Third, our science goal, providing world-class scientific research and physical science and scientific knowledge. We're the premier physical science promoter in the country. We operate world-renowned national laboratory complex. Interesting, we've had over 80 Nobel Prize winners in Department of Energy since our existing. Our fourth goal is our environmental goal, providing a responsible resolution to the environmental legacy of the Cold War and providing for the permanent disposal of the nation's high-level radioactive waste. I mentioned earlier our cleanup activities that's ongoing in the 31 states. We take that business extremely seriously, and we want to leave our children and our grandchildren with a cleaner landscape. So we have a lot of legacy cleanup to do. So those are our four strategic goals.
Great. Susan, you alluded to a couple of other government organizations, such as the Department of Defense. How is DOE partnering with security and science agencies to meet DOE's mission to advance critical aspects of our nation's security?
Very closely. We work hand in glove with Defense Department on the defense goal, with Environmental Protection Agency on our environmental goal, with National Science Foundation on our science goal. So it's a very close partnership with other executive departments. On other agencies as well, we're hand in glove with them. Also with private sector, with university systems, because of all the need on trying to ensure that we have the right knowledge base and the right fertilization and cross-fertilization of that. So very much partners and strategic partners for the nation's security.
Susan, you mentioned earlier the president's management agenda in relation to human capital. Can you talk a little bit about what DOE is doing in the five areas of the president's management agenda?
Yes, we have a very aggressive and committed leadership team who sees PMA, President's Management Agenda, as part of our everyday business. One of the things we're trying to move away from is achieving a color score for the sake of achieving a color score, because we need to make the initiatives real. So we're taking actions at the grassroots level to make our PMA real and trying to change the culture and the way we respond to the initiatives. Secretary Bodman and Deputy Secretary Clay, I like to say, walk the talk when it comes to that. They're doing things for the right reasons, and they're challenging us to make sure that we're doing things for the right reasons, which goes hand in glove with my background, and my daddy would be very proud of that. So one of the things that they're doing, and they've reinforced this, is holding executives accountable for the results. Things like in human capital right now, we are working on solid succession planning actions at all levels. In competitive sourcing, we're looking at efficiencies and streamlining opportunities in all of our business areas. In financial performance and budget and performance integration, those that I'm the executive sponsor for, we're committed to making more meaningful information available in timely and more credible ways. I equate this to managing through the front windshield versus the rearview mirror, like driving a car. I say we got to get away from giving accounting reports to somebody that shows where you were 45 days ago and start looking at front windshield information. And in the e-government area, we're adopting new technologies to modernize our business infrastructure, such as our modern commercial accounting system, as you well know, Angela. Those are the kind of initiatives and the progress and the forward motion we're making in the PMA.
DOE has made great progress in terms of what many agencies have often neglected, management issues, and DOE really, while maybe the focus wasn't on the color, has done a wonderful job of achieving green in four areas: financial performance, budget to performance integration, human capital, and e-government. I just wanted to get a feel from you on how you think DOE was able to achieve those greens in those areas.
I think commitment, focus, and accountability. And we got serious about what we were doing. We figured out what needed to be done, and we did it for the right reasons, and we went after it, and we did it. The accountability is really, really key to this. We had to have a network of everybody coming together to show the joint accountability. In the area of financial management, as you know, we sort of did a little backsliding, though, in our progress. We went from green to yellow for financial management, for progress on that one. And that was because we took our eye off that ball and didn't look at results. We made green and we sort of said, whew, we're there, as opposed to saying, let's stretch now and where we want to keep going. So we're reinvigorating that one now. So that's where I was saying the focus and making sure we're doing it for the right reasons.
Can you talk a little more about the plans for maintaining the greens in those four areas?
We have business plans in place in those areas with definable actions, targets, and measures to know if we're on track to get there. One of the things that I think you see it in any entity, whether it's in private sector or public sector, you need indicators to know if you're on course and on track and not wait until you're already there to say, whoops, I missed that milestone. One of the things we found in financial management is that we didn't have enough forward-looking indicators to know if we were going to make it. So that's where we're focusing now, on what are the leading indicators versus the lagging indicators.
I think that's an absolutely critical point. It's very easy to measure things that have occurred in the past, and oftentimes you should be less concerned about what happened in the past and more concerned about what happens in the future. Susan, you talked earlier about commitment, focus, and accountability, which are certainly the foundations for success in any program. What advice would you give to other government executives on keeping up with their financial management and achieving a green in financial management on the executive branch management scorecard?
First, I would say shared accountability. I think that as CFOs, we have to remember the numbers are not our numbers. We're custodians of the numbers. The numbers belong to the program offices. One of the hardest things that I think that I am faced with at DOE is getting my own staff and my own senior leadership peer group to understand that I'm just the deliverer of the financial information. Financial information are consequences of business transactions. And you got to have accountability for the business transactions that drive the financial results. So it's that shared accountability. So if we're trying to look at financial management as a CFO or a financial manager's responsibility, we'll never get there. So we've got to find the hooks and the ways to say that the financials are results of business. Therefore, who owns the business? They're our program managers. So how do we have that shared accountability? So we have to take the financial management out of just the CFO side of the house and make sure we've got the linkage back to the programs.
So it's providing that capability throughout the business as opposed mm-hmm. to having it housed within a stovepipe
yes.
Office of the CFO.
Yes.
Great. According to DOE's report on Energizing America for a New Century, and I'm going to quote from the report, "The PMA is not the end, it is a means to an end. If the department's only legacy from implementing the PMA is a manual of meaningless new procedures, superfluous meetings, added paperwork, we will have failed the American people," unquote. How do you plan on further delivering results through the PMA? And can you give us some examples of how you've accomplished this in the past few years?
Yes, that's I think that goes to some of the fundamental things on why we're doing what we're doing. You know that when this president came in and wanted to start the whole initiative under the president's management agenda, and Clay Johnson, I think, was the real spearheader for this, as we said, he put the management back in the Office of Management and Budget, trying to say, what are the results that we're after? One of the things that we're taking on in DOE is to make sure we have the right measures. As you know, measurement drives behavior. And if you're measuring the wrong thing, you're going to drive behavior in the wrong way. And one of the things that we're looking hard at is to make sure that we are measuring the right things. So often we're measuring the things that are easy and not necessarily measuring where we want to go. And if you look at what we have achieved, we achieved some wonderful things, some cost savings. We've done cleanup, you know, our cost to clean up sites. We understand we know how to estimate those cleanup activities better. So we're controlling those costs. We're implementing earned value management systems and capabilities. We're training our project managers. So we've got some demonstrated results in a number of our areas, our stockpile stewardships, our megaports. So some we've delivered results in those. But now the question is, where do we want to go? And let's make sure that we're going to measure those forecasted results versus where we have been.
Well, Susan, certainly measuring is easy. Measuring the right things is the art and science of achieving results. What is iManage and how is it supporting financial data? We will ask Energy CFO Susan Grant to explain this to us when the conversation about management continues on the Business of Government Hour.